So, I hate birthdays. Ugh, they're so painful. They're one of the most painful days of the year for me. And I've hated them for a long, long while until I discovered the secret of birthdays. So birthdays aren't about what you can receive or the attention you can garnish. Birthdays are about shifting your energy to what you can give. So I figured that out a few years ago, that if I kept my attention and outflowing during that birthday window, it was beneficial. Because if you think about it, for myself, doing what I do and being trained to do what I do, everything I do is about outflowing. It's about training individuals that their happiness comes in what they are able to give to others. It's about outflowing their energy. And what we're taught in society is to enslave us. And the way it enslaves us is by teaching us that we're here to receive. It's changing the whole trajectory on our energy field. If you think of the human as a toroidal field, which I'm into these days, when the energy of the toroidal field is in outflowing, and that's what sends the energy out and propagates this beautiful structure of a pure, pristine energy field. And this is what the adepts and masters of life have learned, that only by keeping their energy focused outwardly and outflowing do they create this hydraulic pump of perpetuating energy and pushing it through their system and creating this beautiful outflow that keeps them contained in joy, love, abundance, freedom, health, success, security, companionship, creativity, peace, life, wholeness, beauty, enthusiasm, contentment, spirituality, enlightenment, confidence, and power, and empowerment. So the key to maintaining all of those things is to maintain your toroidal field of outflow. So, because this world has been one of enslavement, and a lot of you guys are seeing that now, you're seeing how it's not set up to be fair. It's not appreciated what we do. We're not meant to thrive. We're basically sheep. And so people who have figured that out are figuring out beyond that. It's how to maintain a sense of individuality while surviving this world. So one thing that you guys can do to do that is to shift the paradigm, which we're taught from infancy, from taking to receiving. I mean, taking to giving, sorry. Okay, good. So think about it. When we have children, and in this selfish, white, entitled world, what do? We shower gifts upon them. Whenever they have a birthday, we train them to receive. We just give them all these gifts, which, if you tap into that, it's kind of selfish, because what we're doing is indulging in the concept of giving, which is the nature of it. So we enjoy the giving, so we inflict receiving on these children, who they need to learn how to maintain their energetic toroidal field. And how can they, when we're giving to them, and we're collapsing it at every turn. And every time there's a holy day or a religious day, we teach them, oh, they're going to get candy. Oh, they're going to get presents. Oh, it's about them receiving, which is the lie. That's the conditioning that has to be stopped. Now, you get the people who have been the most abused, the most defeated, the most destroyed. And why are they the ones that have such a capacity to love? It's not a mistake. What's happening is their toroidal field of outflow has been left uncontaminated. If one is never trained to receive, which I have been fortunate to never be in a position to receive, what that's done is allowed me to hold intact my toroidal field of outflow. And by the way, in this life, when I have slipped into believing I should receive, it creates incredible pain. And you know why it creates incredible pain? I can't talk this morning. This must be an important message. You know why? Wanting and needing is so painful for those of us who maintain this incredible toroidal field of outflow is because the want and the need collapse that toroidal field. And when that happens, we get inundated with the backwash of all that we've been holding into place. All this negativity backwashes into us all at once. Then we feel sorry for ourselves. Why do you think there's so much depression right now? Why do you think people want to kill themselves? Because they're maintaining their toroidal field of outflow, so they can feel their empowerment. But then this world comes along, this society, and says, no, you should be receiving. And then they buy it. They get trapped in that delusion that they're supposed to receive, and then they let their guard down on their outflow. And then, yeah. And then it comes imploding in, all of these traumas and all of these things that have been used to propagate and to create it as a hydraulic pump to outflow this incredible, beautiful, amazing toroidal field of their energy. And so when they put themselves in a position of wanting to receive, it's a sabotage. It's always been a sabotage, but now that we're becoming more aware beings, it's even so more a sabotage. So I know this secret now. And talking to you, it's clarified even more. If you want to get out of depression, if you want to get out of sickness, if you want to get out of anything that is pulling you down and destroying you, you have to build up your toroidal field. And you have to build it up to the degree that these things are coming at you. So what you have to do is outflow even more. Now, because I have made a habit of outflowing, and it is my nature now, and it is my balance, I need to outflow even more to maintain this beautiful toroidal field of healing. You know, I've created this toroidal field of healing and higher consciousness in the world. I overlay my toroidal field, my private personal toroidal field, on the world. And that's why so many of you guys are having dreams about me healing you or teaching you. Because you're able to tap into this toroidal field of my energy through your own grid, through the Earth's grid, through dreaming. whatever. So we are in the same time and space as far as my toroidal field is concerned. It's only this little physical body that is in a different place. But no, this is what we talk about when we talk about becoming omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent. It's about maintaining this toroidal field. Now, some of you are doing it at a smaller scale than myself, where you are the givers and you maintain it for maybe your community or maybe just your family or even just for yourself, which is fine too. It's all practice. So when you add other people or other interests into it, like nature or animals or, you know, saving the world, who knows? What you're doing is you're taking your own toroidal field and you're looping it out farther. And you may do this like once in a while, loop it out farther to inflict your energy farther away from your core into these more dynamic issues. But you have to keep constantly doing that. And the problem with doing that is because we're so trained not to do that. We're trained to sabotage our own toroidal field and other people's, by the way. We try to collapse other people's. And a way that we do that is inflicting pain on them. So when you send out those images of the tortured dog or the suffering, what you're doing is you're using your energy as a form of attacking, and you're sending this negativity into this beautiful toroidal field of other people. And what you're doing is kind of like setting it off as a bomb, and you're trying to, but what you're doing is trying to collapse and dissolve their toroidal field that they're holding together. And it's their personal track, you understand. It's not what's important to you. So what you're trying to do is inflict your field of influence onto them, and you're trying to shame them and say, why don't you care about this? Why do you not care about this in the way that I care about this? So what you are doing is sending out your intention to attack their toroidal field, and you're trying to make their toroidal field look and feel and be like yours, and it's not. So that's what people do to me, is because the trajectory of my energy and how I do healing is in a very detached way, because I have to do it that way so I don't get sick. So I don't bring it into the personal realm. And so it's very detached. It looks like I'm not caring about these personal issues. Of course I care about these personal issues. How could I not? I feel it. When you send me those pictures, those devastating pictures, what you're trying to do is take down my beautiful toroidal field that I've worked to not only encompass the world, but also all of the lower worlds. So it's a huge, and you're sending off bombs in it and trying to collapse the trajectory of my pathway in the toroidal field. Because the toroidal field is always moving. It's like the atom holding space for the person. And then I try to ignore that you've sent that as a bomb to take down my energy field. And then you get offended that I didn't start to flow like your toroidal field. So what you do is you start attacking me and saying, why don't you care like this? Why don't you care like this? And there's no way for me to explain to you, except how I'm doing right now, that your intention is not creating the outcome that you would like. Your outcome is actually destroying something beautiful in me when you do that. So then I hear you asking, so then what do we do? Well, you maintain your own flow of service to such a degree without trying to influence others, without trying to shame others into flowing like you do. And you maintain such a beautiful, pristine toroidal field that you invite other toroidal fields to vibrate and learn and gain through osmosis what you have done, but never through attacking them in the linear worlds, never by shaming them, always by example, always by example, always by example. So I get frustrated. I get frustrated when I think, why don't you guys just love everyone like I do? Why don't you just love everyone like I do and just know that you can heal them with your words, with your insights, with your presence? Why can't you do that? And I get frustrated, but that doesn't help anything. That doesn't affect your toroidal field at all. So what I'm doing is I'm loving you all. Oh my gosh, I am pouring as much love into every being possible. I'm pouring love into the whole world as much as possible. I'm pouring love into all of the lower worlds because there's beings on other planets that need assistance too in different dimensions and different vibratory rates. So I'm expanding my consciousness as much as my imagination and creativity will allow to incorporate all of existence. And that's how big I'm making my toroidal field. Now, this isn't just imagination. This is really maintaining this orbit, this energy orbit of who I am. And by creating the protocol to help people free themselves of their dross and their issues, and by teaching others, and by always maintaining the intention to uplift all of humanity and create world peace, I'm expanding the propensity of my own toroidal field. I can't talk, but that's how important this is. I'm expanding the impact of my own toroidal field, not by shaming you. I never shame anyone. Well, in private sessions, but that's a technique. But in natural life, I'm just offering this prototype of how to love and to such an incredible degree that you are invited to see the pathway of my journey and energy and imprint that on your pathway of your journey. And the more people that do this, and the more that we overlap our energies, see, because it's not like we don't intersect each other in our toroidal fields. That's why you can know things about me. That's why I can know things about you. That's why we can have these interactions where it feels like we're together. It's because our toroidal fields are compatible and in love, and they exist in the same time and space, maybe. I'm still figuring all this out, guys, but I'm giving you what I have. And, you know, it may not seem accurate to scientists, but, you know, I'm not a scientist. I'm trying to explain this to you. How I experience love, life, expanding consciousness, metaphysical things, you know, as I'm trying to get through my day and take care of my cats and dogs. Okay, so that's one thing. The other thing I've understood about is like the birthday thing is that, oh, they've been the most painful things when people try to intentionally collapse people's toroidal fields by shaming them, by giving them attention when they don't want it. That's why some people don't like their pictures taken. They don't want attention on their toroidal field because they don't want... It's almost like you're doing this balancing act in energy. And if you put attention on it, it ruins your balance and then the plates drop. So people who are doing the energy work might not want attention on their personal self because it takes their attention off of what they're doing in energy. And that's exactly what humans do to each other. When you force someone to have this experience of putting attention on themselves and they're not used to it, you're not doing them a favor. Not if you're doing it as in a social kind of way, like, oh, they're going to be so embarrassed. Oh, let's have them, give them a party. Let's embarrass them. Because, no, it's not a small thing. It's actually literal shame. And it can actually destroy someone's toroidal field. And it's happened to me over and over and over again in this lifetime. The shame that's happened on birthdays has been excruciating. I don't even need to go into it. Ooh. All right, I'll give you one. So when I was going to turn 18, it was supposed to be a big deal, right? It's a big deal when you turn 18. But I didn't have any friends. I didn't have any social contacts. Now, people around me, even my family, didn't realize this because I was pretty outwardly attractive and I was quiet about things and they didn't care. So they assumed because they saw me as attractive, they thought that I had a social life. They thought I had friends, but I went through my whole childhood without friends. And I went through my whole childhood without having anyone to talk to. So when I was able to work, I got this hamburger job with my sister. She got me the job. The boss loved me. I was such a hard worker that I just beamed. I just loved having this opportunity to talk to people, to outflow. And it was like people would come and just gush on me and I would gush on them because I was just so happy to be able to serve them because finally I was being seen. Finally, I had people to talk to. Finally, I had a purpose. So I really thrived in my first job. I loved it. And the boss loved me. I worked hard. And it was one of the most... it was one of the most rewarding things that could happen. Now, when that was going on, the mother... I call her the mother, not my mother. The mother would come in, and I was the youngest of 10, so she was losing a lot when I got out of the house. Even though she hated me, she made sure no, I didn't get any love my whole childhood. She would actually come into the restaurant where I was working and shame me and say, look at you doing things for your boss that you've never done for me. You don't work around the house like this. You don't do anything around the house, which was a lie. I was the only one who did stuff. And she would even shame me further because we had this cute little apron we had to wear and I had a cute little figure. And she would say things like, look at you sticking out your boobs for attention. Look at you. And I was on the counter taking orders while she's doing this. So she was trying to collapse the toroidal field for me. That was probably her biggest job in this lifetime, is trying to destroy me like that. So I had this job that I loved, and she would go home, and that would be fine, and I would still be able to be at the job. And, by the way, she took my paycheck every week. Anyways, sidebar. So... it wasn't for the money that I was doing this. It was just for the joy of being able to outflow, which is all part of my spiritual training. So then comes this 18th birthday that's supposed to be a huge day for someone. Now I have no friends, whatever. I don't like birthdays. They've always been a disappointment. The mother has done things to me on birthdays to make it about her and her social things, like taking me over to show off for her friends on my birthday and make it about her and taking me to dreary places. Anyways, but this was my 18th birthday. And so what the sister did, who works in cahoots with the mother, is what she did was she secretly told the boss that she was gonna have a surprise birthday party for me. And the 18th birthday, everybody knows how special that is, right? And so he knew that she asked for the day off for me. So I couldn't work. The one day that I love, I couldn't work. She made sure of it. She went behind my back and she made sure of it. And so at first it was like, wow, the boss was gushing that my sister was going to do this for me. She was going to make this gift of me, and I'll have a big party, and, you know, I'll finally have friends. I'll finally be loved. Well, as the day got closer and closer, she did nothing. She did nothing for this. All she did was take my name off the work schedule. And it came really close to the day, and then she just snapped at me, and she goes, you know, I'm not going to do all of this. You have to invite people, and I'll buy the beer and pizza, but that's on you. And it was like, whoa. Well, I don't have any friends. I don't have anyone to invite. So she did this thing to me. So on my 18th birthday, which is very, very funny now, it was just me and these three underage teenage boys from work who wanted free beer, who came over to be and drink free beer. So it was the most pathetic day ever. And I could have just been at the work outflowing and enjoying it and people just saying, oh, happy birthday, and that would have been fine. No, but even that was destroyed. And this is how we do this to other people. You got to stop interfering in what they love. So I've learned from that and other days, birthdays, that the only way that I will get peace on my birthday is to make it totally about something other than myself. And because I've been expanding consciousness to such a degree, it needs to be bigger. Now, people don't understand that the birthday is a portal. It's a portal for you to create even more so than usual, because the portal of going from omniscient intangible energy to physical form happens on a certain day. And so that's your portal of manifesting intangible things. It's like grasping in the center, the vacuum of your toroidal field, and pulling the intangibles into it and making it part of your reality. Or you can just think of it as a portal, like in the sci-fi things where you walk through it. The way I explain it is like using the vacuum of who you are as a toroidal field and pulling the intangible into form is more accurate. But whichever you need to grasp this. So anyways, November 3rd is the portal of my birthday. And it's election day. I understand it's an election day. But I'm hoping that that is also being used to create a shift in consciousness for the better than what we have experienced here recently. So November 3rd is a very important day for the world right now, because I'm using the portal of my birthday and the way I've been able to expand consciousness through my intention and actually ascribing world peace and world healing to my own parasympathetic nervous system, so it's as automatic as walking to me or breathing or blinking. And so all of those things combined, I'm creating this event on my birthday, November 3rd, to do energy work to eliminate the COVID virus. Now, it sounds ridiculous to even do that. Like, who the hell does she think she is? I agree. In the tangible worlds, I sound like a nutcase. Yeah, who the hell is she? I'm nobody, right? But in the worlds of creation, in the worlds of imagination, in the worlds of someone who has devoted all their energy and intention to accessing the states of consciousness beyond the tangible reason and to manifest them into form, I'm the perfect one to do this. I'm the perfect one because I have been practicing all of this life at least to make a positive effect on consciousness. I practice it every day. It takes a certain amount of hours to practice and master an art form. Well, my art form is manifesting things that other people assume are intangible. I manifest things that other people wouldn't even dream of trying to manifest. I try so hard and use such a pure intention, I believe, that my energy is capable of touching these spaces where other humans wouldn't go because they just would have this glass ceiling on themselves and saying, "You're ridiculous." And it's not arrogance on my part. It's not. It's not that I think that I can do this because you can't. No, I do this because I'm not afforded the things that you are afforded. I don't have loved ones around me pulling at my attention. I don't have social obligations pulling at my attention. I don't have a means to interact with people, society, and the linear world that you have. I just exist here. I just am plopped here in the middle of nowhere and taught by the adepts to figure it out. So I've kept myself alive in the linear world. And when I go into the linear worlds, there's so much pain, not only for me, but for the world. It's excruciating. So my only course of action is to stay in the macrocosm as much as possible so that I don't indulge in the pain of the linear existence. But in doing that, I can also affect the linear existence because my toroidal field overlays the toroidal field of everyone in the linear existence. But there's a need in myself, a need so great to love that wasn't satiated in the linear world. It's a good thing. Don't feel sorry for me. It's a good thing. And so because I wasn't taught to take in love, the only way that I can sustain love in myself is to give love. And it can be overwhelming. Yes, my love can be overwhelming. Just like my healing sessions can be overwhelming, or just being around me can be overwhelming. But this is the equilibrium that I must maintain so that the suffering doesn't come into me. So with my birthday being November 3rd, I'm giving the world this possibility of teaching them, welcoming them into my toroidal field of healing, where they can take some of it through osmosis. And we'll do taps. We'll do energy work for the COVID virus, not only to collapse the virus, which sounds ridiculous, but because of who I am in researching this stuff, I can change my vantage point to any vantage point I need to. So I looked at this virus close up, and it's really paper thin. It's like eggshells. And because we put fear and all these things on it, we create it into this strong little hardy little roach, which it's not. It's actually an eggshell. So when I go into the vantage point of seeing it as this big, big virus atom, it's like very easy to crush, like paper lanterns. And so that's one of the techniques I'll be using, is to make my vantage point very small so the virus is really big, and to just collapse and dissolve it like paper. And also what we'll be doing in this session is dissipating the psychic energy of control, of fear, of everything that's making this paper tiger so larger than life. And there's energies that do want this, that they do want this to exist. They do want to use it for control. So what we'll be doing is disarming all those facets, all those forces on all sides that want to use this virus as control, and dissipate them so they can't keep perpetuating this issue on humanity. So it's not just like, oh, Jen thinks she's going to get rid of the virus. Jen is going to dissipate, which I do every day, by the way, dissipate the psychic energies. Like, I dissipate psychic energies of war and disease and human suffering. You may not see it, but trust me on this one, that the world is a lot nicer because of the energy work that I do, and the people who do the taps, I do and using their facilities to shift consciousness. Trust me when I say that you are glad that we are doing the energy work of collapsing and dissolving a lot of these issues. You don't think that the power mongers that are going nuts right now in a frenzy, frothing at the mouth, wanting power, you don't think they want war? Are you serious? You really think that they don't want war? You really think that they don't want to pull us into more suffering than they are? But there are us. There is myself and others that dissipate that psychic energy they need to use as fuel for war. All the outrage, all the suffering that they're trying to inflict on humanity is their fuel source to create war. And what I do is whenever they create a new sense of suffering in the world, I go through and slash the fuel tanks and send that energy back to the individuals so that they don't have these reserves. They don't have this fuel to send everyone to war. It may look chaotic out here, but people are getting their power back. That's why so many people are actually able to protest, is because we slash these fuel reserves and give the energy back to the individuals. Now, it'll be much more effective when individuals can take their energy back on their own. But until they do that, there are these forces in us that keep slashing the energy reserves of all these power mongers so that the individuals gain more proportion of their empowerment and less goes to these groups and these power mongers. So that's the kind of work we're going to be doing with the COVID virus on my birthday. Now, I haven't touched this issue for a few reasons, just because the adepts who are my counsel advised me not to, because these things have to play out. This issue is being used to awaken people, and I don't want people not to awaken. And it's being used to teach individuals and to knock them out of apathy, which I think it's doing. So until now, I haven't been able to address this issue, which is really interesting because there's not too many issues out there that I haven't addressed. If people follow me, they know that there's not any few social issues that I haven't addressed. So it's going to be really powerful, really dynamic to see what happens when I do address the COVID virus head on, with a bunch of you supporting me and dipping into my toroidal field to to uplift your toroidal field and to expand consciousness through expanding your toroidal fields and what you're capable of doing. You don't have to understand everything I'm saying. I'm not sure too many people do. I try to make it very simple, but I think I'm tapping into metaphysical and mathematical things that I don't need to know how to do. I just need how to do what I'm doing and explain it in the simplest form that a 5-year-old could follow along. Because, to be honest with you, that's the mentality that we've been conditioned to be at. So if I can explain it to a 5-year-old, I can explain it to consciousness. And what we do is we seed this information into mass consciousness so a shift can happen really quickly. Now, I do admit that this is gratuitous because you're saving me from a horrific birthday. They all are. Because I remember everything, I can't forget. So when I have a birthday, I'm remembering all the horrific things that I had to endure on that day to try to get me to take down my toroidal field. So what I need to do is make my energy much bigger than all those memories combined. So it's more important than what has been done to try to destroy me. I'm here. And we are doing this. And I would love it if you joined me. And I would love it if you understood with the purity of intention in which I offer this. I know there's funds involved, but these things do tire me out. So an exchange is important so it doesn't cripple me. When I first started doing the energy work and I realized I could make such an impact on one individual, Of course I went around and I loved on everybody and I tried to change everybody as much as possible. And it almost crippled me because these people would take and they didn't exchange anything back. And with that lack of exchange, it collapsed me physically, but I'm sure it did a number on my toroidal field as well. So now I'm smarter. If I want to continue to serve you, if I want to continue to serve humanity, I must ask for an energy exchange. Because if I don't, I just destroy myself. So this is just me asking for an energy exchange. It's personal survival. It's not about the money. Of course I need to buy kibble for my animals. Of course I need to pay rent. So it does matter. But the most important thing is the amount, is how much energy exchange do I need from each person to make this possible. And if I have the energy exchange in dollars, I don't need you to appreciate me. I don't need you to value me. I don't need gratitude. It's done in physical monetary exchange of energy. Because when I was doing it for free, I actually, because of my lack of self-esteem, I actually was asking for payment. I was asking for them to stroke my ego. I was asking them to gush about how dynamic this was. And when they didn't do that, when no energy exchange came, or very little, it was devastating. So now I don't ask for you to stroke my ego. I don't care. I don't need that. I don't need you to gush over what I do. It gets in the way at this point. I need to keep working on outflowing and maintaining this energy field that I have nurtured. And the adepts have helped me nurture. So I would like you to come and assist and to exchange energy with me. And I would be very grateful for you spending time with me on my birthday that way. And if you're sentimental about birthdays, you can use that as a reason to join as well. I don't care. I'll be doing my thing. And I'll be teaching you to do your thing. And whatever it takes to get you to the point of doing your thing, so be it. I love you, and I am grateful for you, and I'm really excited to see what we can accomplish in this one issue. I'm not making claims. I'm not saying I'm going to eradicate COVID. If it did happen in consequence with what we do, that's great. What I'm offering is to dissipate all the psychic energy of control, fear, death, disease, tribalism, everything involved with that. And if in doing that I can collapse the paper tiger of this one little pathogen, then I'm happy to do that as well. November 3rd. I know it's election day in America, but I'd still like you to join me. I love you all. Thank you.